So tell my one last remaining breath, remember that I'll be there to see you through the pain. Remember that I'll be there to see you through your darkest days. Remember that I'll be there to see you through the pain, storm and rain.
Changing. settled in your home safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never tell just what we are. Make damn sure you don't run and hide. You got a crew, you still can ride. Tell me verbatim. Take it on the chin from a 24.
Hey, hello, can you hear me? Maybe, hello? Yeah, let me get the headset on. Jeez Louise, okay, I'm a little late. I have a guest, they'll be coming in shortly. I totally ran and ditched them because I got locked out again. And DJ Awusali is visiting someone else in Vermont. Let me get my breath, holy cow. This is the Radio Bro Show, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm gonna find something to play real quick. I still have to get, like, everything set up. It's not great. Maybe we'll let Rivendell go on for a little bit. We'll see whatever it has to play for us. And then I will get something going that's much, much better than that. Let's see how it goes. Thanks. Let's get rid of that garbage. Okay, no, sorry. She's Stoned by Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. That was a song. Moving on, I've got some stuff from my own music that should be at least pretty good because it was recommended by my friend Ryan, and he's never disappointed me in the past. So here is Push My Luck by Chainsmokers, the Twin Sick remix. Let's get it going.
Soggy, might have started off rocky and ruined our first day. But last night, when you finally called me, I ran straight through the lobby, I couldn't keep you awake. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that you like your space with your one roommate. Do you mind if I see you tomorrow? You work Sundays for minimum wage. Should I have known that you would take hold and never let go? Never let go. I think I might push my luck with you. Does another night feel alright to you? If I ask right now, would you think it through? Hey. I think I might push my luck with you. Did you say that you got nothing else to do? Is it okay if I stay? Cause I'm dying to. Yeah, I'm dying to.
Yeah, I totally pressed the wrong button. I'm like kind of flustered. I'm very sorry. We'll get a PSA going soon. I'm gonna skip this one too, but we have another song by Millie coming in, which is the current artist. But instead of world.execute me, we're gonna be playing Static. Hope you guys like it. Sorry, Ryan, for cutting off the Chainsmokers thing. Maybe we'll play something else at the end. You can make another recommendation and I'll play it. I'm so sorry. This is a disaster. You know, it's the college experience. So if it's a freeform radio station and you have people that are just like running this thing all by themselves, of course there's going to be flaws when half of them are out of the campus going skiing and doing fun stuff, whereas I'm spending my Monday morning in a little box playing music. Anyway, here we go. Here's Static by Millie, and then we'll introduce you to the guest. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that was Static by Millie, the person who does the composing for the anime Goblin Slayer, but also does stuff outside of that, and it's all really great. Malachi recommended the artist to me, and that's just, I've been listening to it a lot lately. Again, apologies for breaking off the other song so abruptly. I do have hand tremors, probably on account of some type of low blood pressure / Raynaud's syndrome, and It flares up when I'm a little bit more stressed. So when I went to cue, it like double tapped the cue and then the next song that was in the cue and just like went for it with another like random song. So maybe we'll play the last like 30 seconds of that song because like, hey, it's Freeform Radio. I can do whatever I want. But until then, I'm going to play a different song by Cute Girls Doing Cute Things. And it's called Unexplored Dungeon. And it's really fun and kind of like, not like, it's like a fun / dark song that has a nice little groove to it. So we're gonna listen to that, and then the guest will maybe work up the courage to say something on the air. Maybe. Silence. Okay, here comes the next song. Cute Girls Doing Cute Things, Unexplored Dungeon, off of one of their albums. I'll figure out what it is after the song. Thank you. Okay, we're going to skip to like the 2 minute mark of Push My Luck by Chainsmokers Twin Sick Remix because I owe Ryan my heart and also the rest of this song. Then after that, we'll probably play one more song, do a PSA, maybe introduce our guest if they finish up their discrete mathematics, not something like discrete I'm not allowed to say on radio or something. I have to check if James is going to be coming in, or I forget his DJ name, but James is coming in with, they had a large barge with a radio antenna on top of it. If he isn't coming in, I might go 10 minutes over because I lost 10 minutes, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, here's the last minute and a half of Push My Luck Twin Sick Remix for Ryan on my floor. That was the end of the song. Thank you, Ryan, for being patient. Next up, I have an increased frequency of ums tonight. I'll try and get better at that. My apologies. Anyway, next up, we have the battle theme for Champion Cynthia from the Pokemon series back in Generation 4. Except for the fact that Nintendo/Game Freak or whatever won't put the original music on streaming service. I don't think I'm allowed to say the streaming service that I use on radio. We'll figure that rule out later. Probably not tonight. Anyway, they won't do it. They don't put it anywhere except for like this YouTube channel called PokeLie, which is like not even by Nintendo. It's just some guy who like records it all and then puts it up on YouTube and somehow it's like okay. Anyway, so this is a composition written by Braxton Burks, which is a little bit more symphonic/orchestral than the electronic game theme, but I think it's really great. I've been listening to it on my way to Granoff, which is the music center here, just so I can feel a little bit more like classical music-y before I work on my piano, and which is like going okay, but I haven't been able to play a lot recently because like it has been busy. But yeah, here comes Cynthia's theme. I think it's a really hype theme. It's really fun. It might not be the last Pokemon track we play tonight because I also have one for like the three spirit deities or whatever they're called, the Azolf, Uxie, and Mesprit. They're pretty cool and I like that composition a lot too. It's on the same album, so we'll see what comes up. I'm kind of playing this one by the seat of my pants. It's a little bit easier when DJ Abusali is here and he plays something by like Radiohead and I have 5 minutes to come up with the next song that I want to play. And also I just haven't done a whole lot of new music scouting over the past week because, like I said, I've been busy. I have a physics test coming up. I've got a big comp project, even though the first week was like not that hard at all. And like calculus, I still have to do that. You know what? We're thriving. Anyway, here's some good music. Hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you. amazing. Did you like my cover at the end? Because I did. Okay. Anyway, that was Braxton Burke's orchestration of Battle Champion Cynthia theme, and it's really, really good. We'll probably play the Lake Guardians theme as well while my brother is listening, as well as a surprise song that he showed me from an album we used to listen to when we were like 7, which is also Pokemon, because that's like most of my life experiences at this point. Anyway, the next song is a little bit harder, so if you don't like that kind of thing, tune out for the next 3 minutes and 36 seconds. Then after the song, I do have a PSA that I selected exclusively for the picture associated with it, and I have to send it to my brother. But it's like a walking is good exercise PSA, and for the picture, they have like 3 anime girls crossing a bridge, and I have no idea who submit this PSA, but I'm like very fond of them already. Anyway, here comes Mula by Eliminate. He made it 8 months ago, or like 9 months ago, as like a test track for DJs to play to test their basses to and make sure that they weren't clipping on the speakers. And then later on, some guy, I think RL Grime, but I'm not super positive, was like, hey, let's turn this into a real track, and then that way DJs can also use it to test for their track as well as like, or test their speakers as well as like start the show already, so that they can do their phasing and testing right away while the show is playing. And so it was his first release on the record Sable Valley, which does not mean that he left Disciple. He's still going to be like memeing around there because that's like his home, but he has been producing on Sable Valley as well, and this is his first drop on it, and it's called Mula. So enjoy that. That's M-U-L-A, kind of. I think it's supposed to be like the money term, but I thought the money term was usually M-O-O-L-A, but maybe that's just for like milk caps for school. You know, we'll figure it out. Anyway, here's Mula by Eliminate. Enjoy. I'm not All right, that was Mula by Eliminate. And now I've got a PSA called Walking is Good Exercise PSA. And it has three little anime schoolgirls walking over a bridge in spring with cherry blossoms. It's a really nice picture, actually. And for some reason, it says no kill in the top corner. But I'm pretty certain, like, I don't know why I said I'm pretty certain. I don't know what that means at all. There's, like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, a story called Kill No Kill or something. But that's definitely not what this is from. Oh, yeah, there's just, like, no kill on a lot of, you know what? That's part of the PSA. Don't kill. The next part of the PSA says, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Next up, we've got a song that my brother loves. I don't know how to explain it, but I'll try to. If for all of those people who didn't grow up watching the Pokemon cartoons, like, first of all, you missed out. Second of all, there's a certain character in there named Brock. And he falls for every woman he sees. He's very easily attracted to people. And there's a lot of like police officers named Jenny and a lot of nurses named Joy. And the nurses heal the Pokemon and the police officers make sure that no one's stealing Pokemon. And in every town, there's a Jenny and a Joy because they're like a bunch of sisters that are all named Jenny and a bunch of sisters that are all named Joy and look completely identical for some reason in the show. And so Brock falls for both of them every time he goes to a new town. And this is a song called Two Perfect Girls, and it's amazing and really, really weird. So bear with it. And here it is.
A one-woman man's what I wanna be. Stay by her side so faithfully. I would if I could, but it's just no good. 'Cause there's two perfect girls for me. Lock me up and throw away the key. Jenny, if loving you's a crime, then sense me now and I'll do the time. My uniform beauty is simply the best. She's got my heart under house arrest. But before that cop names me her boy, I'm head over heels.
She's head over heels.
Head over heels for a nurse named Joy.
Girls for me.
All right, thank you for bearing with me on that one. And now our guest will talk. Feel free to talk.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I guess I'm DJ DJ because my initials are DJ. and I'm just here to chill and say hi. So, hi, guys.
Yeah, that was our guest. That's DJ DJ. Wow, that was your name.
that was just my name.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for listening to Two Perfect Girls. Next, we have another Braxton Burks composition, just because I think he's really good. It's the Lake Guardians mix that I talked about earlier, and it's really great. This is one of my favorite themes out of like all of the Pokemon games. It's the Lake Guardians, and then the legendary three from Generation 5, Black and White. That one was really good, and I also really, really like Guzma's theme and Zinnia's theme. Those four are, like, way up there, and unfortunately, he doesn't have a Guzma's theme one. I do have a Guzma's theme song, but it's not, like, as good. I might play just the straight-up original one from YouTube, because it's really a bop, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, here is the Lake Guardians, Mesprit, Uxie, and Azelf by Braxton Burks. I hate to break it to you, Braxton Berks, but the original is still, like, probably better than that. I really like the original, but that composition is still really great. Next, we're gonna do the Battle Guzma theme, but I have to pull it up on YouTube, which I know I can say that I'm doing on the radio. Battle Guzma. I might turn it down for a second in case it has a advertisement, so we're gonna turn off that audio for a second. Hit this button right... which one do we want? We want the 5-minute one or the 3-minute one that says... we want the 5-minute one. It's so good. Yep, there's an advertisement. And there's two, because YouTube decided that it hates everyone and made two advertisements per video, because those extra 5 seconds deducting from everyone's life was worth 0.02 cents in the long run. That's right, YouTube, I'm calling you out. Anyway, I got it. It's queued up. Pokemon Sun and Moon, Team Skull Leader Guzma Battle. It's really, really good, and it kind of sounds like an old record in the beginning, and then it just kicks in gear. I loved that part, especially when I first played the game. When I first got Moon, I got it at the midnight release after going to a concert, and then played it for a little bit, and it was really good, and I finished it in 2 days because I just played the crap out of it, and it was really great, and the storyline's amazing. Tons of memes about Cosma getting the bag. And yeah, it's a good story, but this song really stood out throughout the whole game. And honestly, Guzma is probably the best villain out of all the games too, maybe just because of his character and personality, but I'll leave that one up to the public to decide. Anyway, here's his theme.
Come on.
sudden ending, but hey, there it is. That's the Guzma battle theme from the Pokemon series because I'm a nerd. Anyway, our next DJ just walked in, but he said I can play one more song, so let's... I want to go fast, try and find something that's pretty decent for everyone who's listening this late at night. I don't want to, like, play something really weird. Let's do Cloudy Eyes by Unlike Pluto. Unlike Pluto never fails to, like, be really, really good. So here's Cloudy Eyes by Unlike Pluto.
And I got cloudy eyes, sunshine in my life. Now I've got anchors no more. You can say I'm blind, but I see from the sky. And I'll keep going. One day my feet took off the ground. Feels like my weight is shedding. Sunshine and the sky starts cutting through. Oh, it starts cutting through. Kaleidoscope of butterflies. This is where I wanna be. But then the colors change. The blue turns into gray. Sunshine in my life. Now I've got anchors no more. You can say I'm blind, but I see from the sky. And I'll keep going. From the sky, and I'll keep going.